Realistic thunder was rolling in IU's Wellsmatz Theater as latecomers scrambled for the few remaining single-floor seats and filled the balconies for Shakespeare's Macbeth. Then, with a flash of lightning and a crash of thunder, the three sisters appeared for their weird litany. The sisters are very fancifully made up, and they're very much a youthful, almost frolicsome energy in their evil. Just after they mention the hurly-burly, a battle breaks out across and around the floor. In Adam McLean's choreography, there was more banging and clanging than in the production of Stomp around the corner at the IU Auditorium. After this excitement, the lion-like Ian Martin as Macbeth and the determined John Putz as Banquo come to hear the prophecy of kingship for Macbeth and a line of kings for Banquo. With some misgivings on both their parts, Macbeth and his lady, a witchy Abby Lee, plot and murder King Duncan. Duncan is played with regal demeanor by Chris Handley. Handley returns later in audience-winning buffoonery as the castle's drunken porter, and then is back to decorum as Lady M's doctor. The king's murder spurs his sons Malcolm and Donald Bane, Jason Craig West and Joey Kelly, along with the Thane Macduff, Ross Rabenick, to flee the country. Macbeth, now mad to root out any possible counter-revolution, has Macduff's wife, a pathetic Jessica Schroeder, and her too wise child Adam Decker killed. It's Lady Macduff who says, "I am in this earthly world where to do harm is often laudable, to do good sometime accounted dangerous folly." And her son bitterly observes that there are liars and swearers enow to beat the honest men and hang them up. The king's son, Malcolm, and Macduff, with an English army and a gathering of loyalists, assault Macbeth's castle. With their camouflage of branches from Birnam Wood and the knowledge that Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped, the final requirements for Macbeth's fall, foretold by the three sisters, are delivered. Macbeth is exhausted. He barely acknowledges the death of his wife. As he prepares for the final battle with Macduff, he speaks the lines, "It is a tale told by an idiot, signifying nothing." As I was thinking about the signifying of Macbeth and the current debates among would-be presidential candidates, whose ideas of foreign policy extend no further than a fence in Texas, I reflected on recent events. Around the world, rulers are murdered or deposed. Loyalists flee. Counter-revolutions are funded by outside powers, some of whom supply troops to the opposition. I found myself sadly reminded of our own times as mirrored by Scotland, alas, poor country, in the 11th century. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance's production of Shakespeare's Macbeth is directed by David Cote, with music by Kimberly Osberg, scenic design by Bridget Dreyer, costume design by Kelsey Nichols, lighting by Matthew Benton Wofford, and sound by Tom Oldham. The production continues with evening performances and a Saturday matinee through February 13th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.